A few weeks ago, I received an email from a listener who is chomping at the bit to begin this season's gardening adventures. She had her potatoes ready to put in the ground and, in the spate of unseasonably warm weather, was having trouble holding back on planting seeds that probably would sprout in time to face a freeze. Feeling like a counselor in a 12-step program, I did my best to talk her down. But the next day, I found myself at a garden center in Hugoton, prowling the aisles of the greenhouse area. In an age of parking lot plant shops and garden centers that rely on a trucked-in inventory, this place is one of a few in our area that still plants much of what they sell. In the quiet before the seasonal storm, two employees were moving tiny seedlings from starter trays to individual pots and six-packs. I watched their steady hands and little tweezer tools lift Lilliputian pansies, geraniums, peppers, and marigolds, then carefully place them in their larger accommodations where they would grow to survival size. I was joined by a half dozen other gardeners who were obviously feeling the rising fever of planting time and needed to be in a space where tiny green nubbins were a portent of great things to come. We shared our hopes for the coming season and our concerns about drought, insects, and all the hardships that High Plains gardeners continually face. Having assured ourselves that all was right in the growing world, we shouldered our packages of tools, seeds, and soil supplements and returned to our waiting patches of earth. My conversation at the garden center included some talk about this very radio program, Growing on the High Plains. And during the drive home, I started thinking about how the garden center I had visited was similar in many ways to High Plains Public Radio. Both places provide an opportunity to learn new things. At my garden center, I get advice about the latest gardening techniques and an introduction to new plants. HPPR gives me the latest outlooks on the national and world events of the day and introduces me to new music, books, and the cultural scene. Like the garden center, HPPR is a fun place to visit, and I usually leave with a new viewpoint on at least one thing that is a part of my life. When I go to my garden center, I know I'm going to get something that's a part of the place where I live. I'll get plants that are native to the area or are acclimated to putting down healthy roots in our prairie soil. The regional programming features that HPPR offers are similar. They're based on the history, the people, the plants, and animals that have long been a part of the Great Plains. I know outside plants and radio programs are shipped in to both places, but they're often supplemented by excellent homegrown efforts. Now, there are some differences between my garden center and HPPR. For instance, my garden center closes its doors at 5 p.m. and isn't open on Sundays. HPPR is available around the clock, and I need to drive to a specific place to visit my garden center, whereas HPPR is always with me, whether in the house, in the garden, in the car, or on my computer. But the similarities between my garden center and my radio station are more numerous than the differences. And one other similarity I'll leave you with is the need for both places to get a little feedback, both in terms of comments and financial support. My garden center won't stay in business if I don't buy something once in a while. And my radio station will suffer the same fate if listeners don't become members. I know I have to periodically help to replenish the stock of these two local businesses. That way, one can continue to offer the freshest plants and the other the freshest ideas so we can all keep growing on the High Plains.